Hi, my name is Nick.
Hi, I'm Shelby.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. I noticed you standing by the bar over here, and I figured you could use some vitamin me.
Boo.
And this is stranger still.
I'd rather have some vitamin D.
And then go outside. This is stranger still. How are you?
All right, I'm tired,
Yeah?
but otherwise I'm good.
It's weird not talking to John sitting at this desk.
Why? I've done this before.
It's been so long. It's been like 4 months.
Has it?
Oh.
I don't
It was
remember.
January-ish. And since Shelby's here, that of course means that my daughter's in the studio, so if you hear noises in the background, like
Clickety clack.
stepping on a keyboard that I got out for her to type with, or a lamp falling down. That's because she pulled it over.
Like she's
Like
currently
she's
trying to do.
currently trying to do. My name is Nick.
Say hi.
You gonna say hi? Yeah.
Hi.
And that's Rory, and your name is.
My name is what? I'm Shelby.
This is, of course, as you guess by now, this is Stranger Still. It's a podcast where,
We answer questions you never questioned to ask.
well, we changed our thing.
Oh yeah, I don't know what it is. I finally got that one down. You guys change it.
That's John's fault. Questions you never thought to ask. It's like we take your shower thoughts and then answer them. I'd say that we're a pretty healthy family, wouldn't you?
I try to be, but you try to ruin that.
Yeah, well, I worry about you. And I worry about John because you guys are on pretty restrictive diets. And you guys might not get all the nutrients you need.
I feel like I eat more nutrients than you do because I eat a lot more fruits and
You're
vegetables and.
excuse me, you're ruining my intro here.
Okay,
So as vegetarians or vegans, it can be harder to get stuff like protein or iodine in your diet, and especially if you don't like tofu, like you, the pickiest vegetarian I know.
I am not the pickiest vegetarian because I just don't like mushrooms and I don't like. I do like the tofu that we had in Disney, but I
But
don't
that's
have a.
because it was at a 5-star restaurant.
Yeah, I haven't had a whole lot of tofu. Like, if it's mixed into stuff and I can't really taste it and it's very flavored, then I like tofu, but, like, I don't think I've ever just, like, had a block of tofu. It's kind of slimy and green.
Is
It's like
gross.
the,
It's
yeah,
a
it's like the
texture thing.
texture. Yeah, like, see, like, a block of tofu and mushrooms, and, like, that all kind of
I
has
could
the
eat
same
mushrooms, but
rubbery texture.
yeah.
I'm not picky. I eat more different foods than you. I'm always looking for something new to
Well,
try.
just put me on blast on my own podcast then.
Fine, I will. I'm your wife. That's what I'm supposed to do.
That is what you're supposed to do. So I know for a fact that you don't take any vitamins right now.
No, I
You
don't
did.
anymore. I
You
did when I was pregnant.
And then that's yeah, is that funny? Yep.
Just for this little one, because I
Yep.
wanted to be as healthy as possible,
Well,
and because
everyone
she was puking, making me puke a
Yeah.
ton.
Everyone should take prenatal vitamins.
If they're pregnant
If they're
or
pregnant.
nursing.
Yeah. Not just like, hey, Joe Schmo on the street, 46-year-old man, single, taking prenatal vitamins. But yeah, you wanted what's best for our child, and you wanted to make sure nothing was missed in your diet,
Exactly.
which is a noble thing to do. Well, what if I told you those vitamins might actually do nothing at all?
Well, if it's a placebo, then I still fed nutrients to my child. And
Well,
she was very healthy. Is very healthy.
I don't know if placebo transfers to a child. Does it? You tell me.
She turned out pretty healthy, so I think she's good.
So far, so good. She agrees, shoving her whole hand into her mouth. Vitamins may not do anything. The jury's kind of out when it comes to the science on this, and that's simply because we don't have a large breadth of data. There was this one study that I'll get to in a second that says that they might help a little, so some people's argument is that there's at least some small body of evidence that it's beneficial and no evidence that it's harmful, so why not just take them?
It makes your pee turn colors?
Yeah, it does make your pee turn colors. That might be...
So why? That's a reason why not. If you want to keep neon track pee? Of... Yeah. Oh my god, I had the like bright neon pee when
I'm
I was
sure
taking prenatals.
I'm sure our listeners will listen to that. But what some other people's counter-argument is, just because we don't have evidence that it's harmful doesn't mean that it's not harmful, which... is an argument that I hate. It's like the only argument ever about GMOs is that, oh, it's not bad for you, or we don't know that it's not bad for you. One of my coworkers said, well, we didn't know smoking was bad for you until, like, way after it happened. It's not an argument. People knew it was bad, we just didn't have the science.
Yeah, hence all the hacking everybody does, the smokers hack.
Just show me evidence. Show me evidence and we'll be good. So... that camp of people go on to say that it might not actually do anything, and if the placebo is, or if the evidence is a placebo, then why waste tens of dollars a year on this stuff? It's cheap. But people are like, you're wasting your money, but it's cheap. Come on. So
it depends on what kind of vitamins you're taking and how much you're taking.
Yeah, we'll get into that, because that actually gets really interesting. And I will admit myself, before I went into this research, I was with that thinking where I was like, it's dumb to waste your money on this. It doesn't do anything. But you'll be surprised to learn it changed my mind.
Ooh, you gonna start taking vitamins now? Okay.
So there was this article that I found from Harvard that cites a study that was conducted over the period of a decade where this group of males was taking a multivitamin and the other group was taking a placebo, of course. And the fact that this went on for decades makes me think that we can't just dismiss this as placebo or whatever. And surprisingly, they found that the group, the vitamin group, was 8% less likely to be diagnosed with cancer.
8% is... not bad. It's not a big difference.
Yeah, but it's something, right?
Yeah, it's something.
They also said that they were... They also said that they were less likely to develop eye problems or cataracts, but didn't give any percentages or specifics on it, so it must be less than 8% or something. They also looked into memory loss and heart problems and didn't see any evidence that vitamins helped either of those. She's scared by that. Many studies, other than this one, will say that usually vitamins don't ever correlate to helping any brain or cardiovascular issues. My only complaint with this study is that it was literally only done on men.
Yeah.
It's kind of stupid.
Did it say, like, what the age group was on it?
Didn't say the age group. It also didn't say what type of multivitamin they were taking, which is important. But let's just say I gave some compelling evidence, like 8%. That's good. Eye problems.
Better than nothing.
Yeah, it's better than nothing. So let's say you heard me say that and you just turned off the podcast and you went to CVS to go grab some vitamins. How would you look for a vitamin?
Well,
like, what would be the best vitamin out there?
Who has the best advertising?
Who's the coolest box?
Well, you probably don't want to just take a vitamin, like, they have that whole section of it's like A through Z vitamins and whatever. You probably don't want to just take a one vitamin. You probably want to take a multivitamin. And I don't know, if you're a man, you probably want to take a male vitamin.
Well, I mean, logic would suggest that the more expensive it is, the better it is, right?
Well, but I'm a cheapo, so what do I know?
Well, some might go for the higher priced ones. Some people might go for chewable ones or gummy ones or capsules or tablets. You might go something, like you said, that has a lot of variety in vitamins.
If you're like me and John, you look for a gelatin-free one.
Right, yeah. So just like a tablet, probably. So I'm going to say that there's like three different ways that vitamin sellers can dupe you, and they might actually do nothing at all. So we'll dive into these, and then I'll tell you how to maximize your chances of making sure vitamins actually do what you want them to do. And a lot of this information, I'm just going to say up top, is from an article on CNN, Calton Nutrition, and Inspire.com that's spelled really stupid. It's spelled Inspire.com. It's better than goop.com, but whatever. So the first one is filler. Some vitamins, they have a bunch of binding agents or random chemicals, I guess, just to bulk.
Stuff they put in dog food.
Calton Nutrition says to, quote, bulk up to a certain size, so they want to get this capsule up to a certain size, so they just put crap in it. Or they'll put it in there to make it easier to produce in their machine, so like it doesn't stick to the machinery. Or they'll add like these binding agents to get certain parts of the supplement to stick to each other. So if there's multivitamins, then they have to combine these somehow, and they're going to use a binding agent.
See, the first one is, like, a total cop-out, but the other two actually, like, make sense.
Well, in some regard, because a lot of this filler, like, that they put in to stop the machinery from clogging up is just cheap. Like, they just put it in there so they don't have to, like, change their machinery at all.
Yay, capitalism.
Yay, capitalism. And this is where I want to bring up price. You might see on a package it'll say something like better absorption or less filler, and then the price is marked up higher. A doctor on CNN pointed out that there was a study done on like a whole breadth of vitamins out there on the market, and they found that the higher priced vitamins are more often found to have contaminants and less levels of the vitamins that it says it has in there.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Healthy.
So they'll say like 20 milligrams of vitamin C, and then it has like 5, because this stuff's not necessarily regulated by the FDA like everything else is.
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that FDA doesn't necessarily regulate. Mm. Like makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you the one that told me that, or did I hear that somewhere?
I have no idea. The second category is kind of related, but I think it kind of deserves its own category, and that's sweeteners. So many vitamins will use some sort of sugar or artificial sweetener to make vitamins taste better.
Well, that makes sense for, like, the gummies and yes. chewable, but the stuff that they put it in, like, the capsules that you're supposed to just swallow, yeah. that makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, so that's actually the article points out that many times it's the chewable kinds or the gummy ones, and I would assume that that goes along with children's vitamins, like the Flintstones ones and stuff.
Yeah, those things are at least half sugar.
They have to be, right? Otherwise, everyone wouldn't be like, oh, they're so good.
Kids wouldn't get into them and eat 15 at a time. Right. Like, I totally didn't do when I was little.
That explains a lot. But many of these artificial sweeteners can lead to deficiencies in other vitamins. There's one, the Calton Nutrition, again, pointed out, this is a direct quote, it says, high fructose corn syrup contributes to deficiencies in chromium, magnesium, zinc, and copper, which is quite a lot, while sugar blocks the absorption of vitamin C, calcium, and magnesium.
So why even take the vitamin?
Exactly.
It's not going to do anything pill. You need.
Or if it doesn't have chromium, magnesium, zinc, or copper in it, then it's going to boost up other vitamins that then saps these other vitamins away, which is not good.
So instead of giving you vitamins, it's taking vitamins yes. away.
Yeah. The vitamin giveth, the vitamin taketh away. Let's say you've looked into vitamin companies and you've found a reliable company that doesn't use fillers. So you go out and you're going to go buy that. Sounds good, right?
Yeah, as long as it's at nope. a store near you.
Nope, because there's one last thing I want to bring to your attention. And there was this study done that said 51% of commercial vitamins aren't absorbed in the time it would take to be effective. More than half the vitamins, the major vitamins out there on the market, don't dissolve in a quick enough time to actually be absorbed by your body.
So doesn't it dissolve in your stomach? It dissolves in your poop?
Yeah, it dissolves in your intestine or your, I don't know, your other intestine.
There's only two, the small and the large.
Yeah, yeah you know what I mean. But that means that your body isn't getting the nutrition, and this is what someone might call a problem with absorption. That's what we're going to call it, because that's what everyone else calls it.
I guess, if we're just going to fit in with everybody else.
Yeah, if your vitamin told you to jump off a bridge, would you do it?
Depends on what vitamin is it. Is it a cool vitamin?
Does it wear sunglasses and have tattoos? Have some greased back hair. So, I only say absorption, I guess, so that if you're going to go out and research this, look for good absorption. But I'm also going to give you some tips here in a second, so just keep listening. The biggest culprit for bad absorption that comes to mind is wax coatings, which makes sense. Some companies will wrap their pills or capsule in some sort of waxy material. There's many different kinds, but most of the time it's just used as a preservative to put this out there longer. And the problem with that is that in many cases it's not going to get broken down in your stomach, like you said. So the other one that people might not realize is water-soluble vitamins versus fat-soluble vitamins. Can't
Pretty
talk.
Sure water-soluble is better.
Well, I don't... maybe we'll get into specifics later, but Inspire.com gave a good list of vitamins and their solubility. Do you want to describe what water and fat soluble means?
Well, water is soluble because it's soluble means that it dissolves in water, and fat soluble is dissolves in fat. Like butter.
Butter's a good example. Soluble just means that it breaks down in that particular medium. So it either breaks down in water or breaks down in fat. When it comes to water-soluble vitamins versus fat-soluble vitamins, I don't think one's necessarily better than the other.
Unless you're fat.
Oh, sorry to all of our fat listeners.
Well, if you're fat, then you want fat-soluble. And if you drink a lot of water, you want water soluble.
Well, actually, we'll save this, the real answer, until listener questions, but someone wanted to know what happens when you have too many fat-soluble vitamins, but we'll get to that. But the real difference just comes down to what type of vitamins are water-soluble versus fat-soluble. So, for example, vitamins B and C get broken down in water, where most other vitamins get broken down in fats and oils.
So what you're saying is I want to take my vitamin with a shot of olive oil.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. Because I'll get to my recommendations here in a second. But I wanted to add this quick caveat to water-soluble vitamins. That's why you don't want to boil your veggies and stuff. Is because vitamins will be broken down in the water and all of that nutrients get sapped out. So you don't get any of that nutrients unless you drink the water that you boiled it in.
Yeah, well, you make vegetable broth with it.
Well, you could do that, but most people don't do that. So this doctor from the CNN article basically said, take your vitamins with juice or a meal for your best chance of absorption. They said don't take it with milk because that can block its absorption. And you'll get a good mix of waters and fats from that juice or meal that will help you absorb those vitamins.
Yep, that's what I do with my prenatals. I took it every day at lunch.
Yep.
Plus, it would help me remember because I was always in the kitchen at that time
anyway. Yeah, it was on the top of the fridge. So here are my completely unqualified recommendations.
From Dr. Nick Wood.
Not Dr. Nick Wood. But these are also backed up by the articles that I read. So one article pointed out to find a powder if you can. Well... It might sound like, ugh, but if you need your vitamins, it's going to be the best way because it's less likely to have filler or artificial sweeteners, and it's already broken down, so it's more likely to be absorbed by your stomach in a reasonable time. It doesn't have a gel capsule that has to break down. The CNN doctor also said that you can crush up your capsules for a better chance of absorption if you have, like, a solid one, not a gel one, obviously.
Especially the ones that are covered in wax.
Yeah, exactly. Take it with a meal. The biggest thing is always going to be absorption, so do your research and look out for things that don't have filler and have good absorption. So, in the end of it all, I went from thinking it's a big waste of money to thinking, it doesn't hurt.
You look up which one's the best vitamins and what ones are the worst vitamins?
No.
You need lots and lots of this, but not too much, because otherwise you'll die.
Yeah, I mean, if you go look at supplements, it'll say what your recommended daily value is. But vitamins are pretty cheap. They might benefit you, so the cost-benefit is pretty worth it.
Less hospital bills.
Less hospital bills. I probably won't be taking any anytime soon, but I won't criticize anyone for taking them unless... It's one of those, like, stupid Advocare things where he makes, like, these outrageous claims, like the neuroscience drinks. Have you heard about those?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're supposed to, like, help your cognition and stuff.
The herb life.
Yep, yep. And a lot of those things, I looked into those a long time ago, and they claim to have all these things and all the ingredients in them have shown to improve, like, cognitive functions, but all of their... I guess proportions of things are out of whack, so they have like way too much caffeine, so it actually doesn't do what it's supposed to do because you're all jittery and stuff.
There's a couple vitamins that like can't be absorbed without another vitamin, like calcium is hard to absorb without vitamin D, and iron is hard to absorb without, or I'm trying to remember because I had to look
there's
this
a
up
bunch of yeah them. And a lot of these places will recommend just talking to your doctor, which might be a little bit harder now with our healthcare system. Not making a political statement, I'm just saying. your doctor's going to know what you need.
Yeah,
and they're
especially
also gonna know...
when you talk about your diet, like me and John are going to need more different vitamins than you, or like talk to a nutritionist, not a dietitian.
Right. Yep. do you want to recap real fast? Then we'll get to listener questions.
Take vitamin, mush them up, swirl them in water, take it with a shot of olive oil.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Vitamins are good if they dissolve in your body and not in your poop.
Not in one of your two intestines. So, where can people find us? Do you remember?
Everywhere.
Just look around. We're there.
Facebook, Twitter, yeah. YouTube, yeah. StrangerStillShow.com, uh-huh. Instagram yet?
I don't know.
Instagram, Snapchat?
No.
That's what all the young peoples are
on. I know,
on.
We're not hip. Gosh, I have a child.
Yeah, we have to learn how to get all of the new stuff before she does, so then we make it uncool and she doesn't want to go
out. Yeah, that's the strategy. So Facebook, just search for Stranger Still. It's the one with pictures of people's faces, which is me and John. Twitter, you can find us at Stranger Still, and then our website is StrangerStillShow.com. You can find all the places that we're at there. You can also find our show notes, and that's about it on that website. But as I often do on our Facebook page, I reached out for listener questions regarding vitamins, and I got some good ones. Good friend Paolo M. wanted to know if it's pronounced vitamin or vitamin or vitamin or vitamin. How do you pronounce it?
Well, like we've been saying, vitamin. Vitamin.
Vitamin, I've heard that. That's usually like the British pronunciation. I've never heard vitamin.
I don't think I have either.
Paulo,
I'm
you're
sure
making
it's
stuff up.
Some sort of accent. Like,
yeah.
That.
Nikki E. wanted to know what happens when you have too many or too much fat-soluble vitamins. And on
you need to get fatter.
Well, I mean, there's more science to it than that, but my brother Drew Wood wanted to know what happens if you ingest too much vitamin D, so I thought those kind of go hand in hand. And I said before that there's no evidence that taking vitamin supplements harms you, but as everything, that's only in moderation, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, usually just get rid of the extras your body
needs. Usually,
knows.
Yeah. If you're not going too far over the recommended daily value, your kidneys are going to get rid of whatever's left over. And I think, like, in your case with the prenatal vitamin, that's why your urine was green. Or, like, a neon color.
It was, like, yellow. It was neon yellow.
It was, like,
yellow.
A mellow
it's
yellow
like
color.
Somebody broke a glow stick every
just dumped
time
it in the toilet.
Yeah.
So you want to look at the recommended daily value. And when you're taking the multivitamin, it's only to replace what you're not getting from food to meet that recommended daily value.
Yeah. If you're a very, very picky eater and you only eat one of four foods every single day, you probably need a vitamin.
Yeah, probably. Look at the labels on the vitamins. They'll tell you what the recommended daily value is.
People that need it the most are obviously pregnant women, uh-huh, and probably kids if your kid is a picky eater.
Kids, yeah.
And
people on a restrictive diet, like if you're gluten intolerant, you're vegetarian, vegan, that sort of stuff, you're definitely going to need to look into taking vitamins if you're convinced that they are worth the cost. But to Nikki's point, the reason that she didn't bring up water-soluble vitamins, I assume, was because those are more easily flushed out of your system. And many different things can happen if you take too much. Like with vitamin C, if you take too much, you can get some diarrhea. But for that to even start happening, you have to have like 33 times the recommended daily value for just to start getting diarrhea.
So that's like 100 oranges at once.
Yeah, exactly. Or on the flip side, fat-soluble vitamins stay in your fat cells and your fat storage, basically. And it takes a lot less for bad stuff to happen. So to Drew's point, if you have 5 times the recommended daily value of vitamin D, which is a fat-soluble vitamin, you can end up with kidney problems or an upset stomach, vomiting, diarrhea, take some Pepto-Bismol.
I'm 90% sure your brother meant vitamin D, though.
Yeah, but this is a PG podcast. One of the articles I went on also said that if you get too much vitamin K, you can get liver damage. With vitamin A, if you get twice the amount, the daily recommended value, just twice, you can get blurred vision, bone pain, liver and spleen enlargement,
ouch,
or hair loss. Yeah, that does not sound fun.
I might want to look up like the vitamin A deficiency and see.
Yeah, if it's worth it. Yeah. I've also heard that if you eat like a polar bear's liver, you'll die from vitamin A overdose.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
I thought it was vitamin C.
Pretty Sure is vitamin A. Someone Google it and tweet it to us. So many of these things are awful, but I assume it's after prolonged use. You don't just, like, start losing hair once you go over twice the recommended daily value of vitamin A.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure your bones would start.
Yeah.
Kind of notice that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless you're pregnant, then everything just hurts all the time.
Everything hurts all the time. Or you're just old. This random person, I think their name is John Began? Yeah, John Began wanted
He's not allowed to ask any questions if he's not going to be here.
Well, I think I answered most of his questions here. He said, do liquid vitamins absorb better than hard ones? Do vegans need a vitamin supplement for B12? What vitamins do vegans need for living a life worth living and not dying a slow, sustainable living death? So as far as like liquid vitamins versus hard ones, you don't want to, I would say you stay away from the liquid ones because they're going to be covered in gel capsules.
If you're going to do a liquid one, then poke a hole in it and then swallow it.
Well, that's, it's interesting that you brought that up because you remember what our lactation consultant said?
Yeah, vitamin E helps you heal better.
Well, yeah, she told us to go get vitamin E capsules, poke them open with a needle, and then like put it on your lips and stuff. Yeah. And it will heal your
My
skin
lips
that
and
way.
Nips.
Your lips and nips. So if you ever have like really bad chapped lips, go get some.
Or you get really bad cuts or open sores or whatever instead of Neosporin. Yeah. Well, you can put Neosporin on too.
It's probably
but
cheaper.
Yeah, vitamin E is great for healing stuff up and not scarring it.
Yeah. But as far as...
It's great for breastfeeding.
Exactly. So, that's why we have Shelby on this episode. To tell y'all about your breastfeeding needs.
I could do a whole episode on breastfeeding. It's
Let you, I'll let you run that one next time John's unavailable.
Oh, yay.
But to the rest of his question, like, do you need a vitamin supplement for B12? I just went out and found a list of all of the vitamins that you probably need supplemented, and this is according to authoritynutrition.com, so you gotta trust these guys or they're gonna arrest you. They say that on a vegan diet you need B12, D, long chain omega-3s. I don't want to pretend that I know what that is. Iodine, iron, calcium, and zinc. And I looked up what vitamins vegetarians need, and it was the exact same list. So there you go, Shelby.
Yeah, but the hard thing is, like, people don't really understand a lot the difference between vegetarian and vegan, because you can get a lot of vitamins from your, like, from milk and from eggs that you obviously cannot get when you're vegan. Mm-hmm. But if you eat milk and eggs and then all, like, you just go to the cereal aisle and pick some random cereals and stuff, those are all going to be very, very fortified, and your breads are going to be very fortified.
Unless
and
it's
stuff.
Like... Lucky Charms.
Yeah. Well, it's geared toward kids, so there's going to be lots of vitamins in it.
If you're old and you're looking for vitamins, you need to get, like, grape nuts, raisin bran.
I think you would be surprised how fortified kid cereals are.
I'll look it up when she's old enough. Rachel S. wanted to know, what vitamins or minerals can you not get from a supplement? And I actually couldn't find any. I'm sure there's some out there, but I couldn't
find
any.
I'm sure there's
any.
Some that are absorbed way better. All vitamins
are better absorbed
through food.
But yeah, as far as just like, you can't get magnesium. You can get a magnesium, but like something, an example like that, I couldn't find anything. And our last question here from Ryan M. He wanted to know, how many bottles of Flintstone chewables is too many?
I think if you eat one whole bottle in one sitting, that's probably too many.
Yeah, I would say...
I'm sure it says right on the bottle.
Don't take more than one bottle, yeah.
They're not supposed to take, more than two a day or whatever. Yeah. But I know lots of people that take those the gummy vitamins, and then they just kind of keep eating them and eating them and eating them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That actually wasn't you. I thought you were talking about Flintstone vitamins.
No, I did when I was younger. I used to sneak the vitamins because those are basically just little sugar, Pez and stuff.
Oh, yeah, they basically do taste like Pez.
Yeah. I don't know how good those really are for you, but I mean, they're towards kids, but advertising versus actual good kind of thing.
Of course, yeah, capitalism, yay!
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of kid-based vitamins that have to have enough to, like, do your kid good every day, but also not too much that if your kid gets into the vitamins and eat the whole thing, it's not going to kill them.
It's a delicate balance, yeah. Well, that's all I got for vitamins. Do you have anything else?
Well, I was going to ask you a question, but it's kind of too late for you to research it.
Well, what's your question? Maybe I know the answer.
How do they get the vitamins to make them into, like, how do they...
synthesize?
Yeah, synthesize.
Well...
See, it's too late.
I'm still Nick.
I'm still Shelby.
Rory, can you say I'm still Rory? Can you say, and this has been Stranger Still? Thank you. This has been Stranger Still.
This has been Stranger Still.